which ocean mammals, like whales, worldwide have died as a result of massive sonic blast from military search equipment. The lawsuit in federal court in New York, the Natural Resources Defense Council, demanded the information from the National Marine Fisheries Service and the Department of Commerce. The group says it was seeking thousands of pages of documents related to mass strandings and the deaths of marine mammals through the Freedom of Information Act. It says the government turned over only 12 documents, fewer than 25 pages. Among the materials sought by the group are documents relating to a mass stranding of whales along the Outer Banks of North Carolina back in January. The group said the Navy's sonar systems generate sounds of extreme intensity to find objects in the ocean. They say the sounds can disturb, injure, and even kill marine mammals, which have very sensitive hearing. The EPA is telling states to keep using gas additives. The Environmental Protection Agency ordered the states of California, New York, and Connecticut to continue using gasoline additives to the tune of up to 8 cents a gallon at the pump. The Clean Air Act requires gasoline contain an additive like ethanol to help fight air pollution. The states had asked the EPA to waive that requirement, saying they could meet federal clean air standards without it. But the EPA says the states failed to show that using the additive interferes with their ability to meet standards. The decision helps the ethanol industry. Federal law doesn't say which additive should be used. Most refiners use ethanol or MTBE. California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's got a plan to combat global warming. The voluntary plan will set goals for reducing California's emissions of greenhouse gases. Governor Schwarzenegger says California will be a leader in the fight against global warming. The plan calls for reducing the state's emissions of greenhouse gases to year 2000 levels by the year 2010, and then working its way back toward being 80% below 1990 levels by the year 2050. A task force led by the head of California's EPA will be responsible for meeting these goals. This is Air America Radio News.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Hi, this is Al Franken on the next Al Franken Show. Is God dead? Is the universe and everything in it the work of a benevolent, all-powerful creator, or merely the consequence of natural forces and molecules and stuff? We're going to find out from biologist H. Allen Orr, and we won't take maybe for an answer. Also, columnist Joe Connison, the very embodiment of intelligent design, will join us for what promises to be a truly enlightening Franken.
Stand on principle, and that is taxpayers' money to use for the use of experimentation that would destroy life is. It's a principle that violates something it's a position that violates a principle of mine.
Right here, right now, right there.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. About 7 past the hour. Yeah, that's Bush. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, huh? Little program note here before we get cranked. I'll be off tomorrow night following what I hope will be my last oral surgery procedure of 2005. So enjoy a Best of Malloy program tomorrow, and we'll be back Monday. That's assuming I don't die under the anesthesia, but we'll be alive all next week and for the foreseeable future, I guess. All right. This is the 32nd day, day 32, since the Times of London reported the existence of those secret memos and minutes of the meetings that laid out George W. Bush and his crime family's plans for starting a war in the Middle East based on absolute and fully constructed lies. Since Bush did that, hundreds of Americans have been killed. We're approaching 1,700 now in Iraq. Thousands of American soldiers have had their arms and legs and hands and faces and fingers blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians, including God only knows how many children, have been murdered by the United States. Murdered. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 32 on the front page of every damn newspaper in this country? And why isn't it the lead story on every television newscast? And why is there not a demand by media in this country for the resignation of both George Bush and Dick Cheney and his entire cabal of murderers? Huh? Now, regarding the Downing Street memo, there's something going on here. I got an email from Michael Clark, who says he wants me to announce that there's a targeted letter-writing campaign. It has begun on the Internet, and it is to urge U.S. media to report on the story. Isn't this just hell? We have to do this, but we do. We have to do it, because media in this country are cowardly, they're whorish, they have no backbone, no spine, and no interest in doing what they traditionally have been charged with doing. So, it's up to us. So, let's do it. There's a campaign, a letter-writing campaign, that's begun. This is how it's organized, according to Michael. Every weekday morning, early, about 8 o'clock in the morning, I assume that's Eastern time, Michael publishes a diary at dailycoast.com. It's called Awaken the Mainstream Media. And in that diary, he asks the people write or call three news outlets that day. He supplies the contact information. And in writing or calling those outlets, you're to request them to report on the Downing Street memo. Now, the list of three news outlets changes every day. Other bloggers have urged their readers to join this media campaign, so it's fast becoming an internet-wide phenomenon. You want to participate? Okay. There's a coalition of about 200 bloggers now called the Big Brass Alliance. All of them are concerned about the Downing Street memo, and they've all joined this campaign. Now, the easiest way for you to get the Daily List of Media to be contacted is to go to this website. And this is easy, okay? Write it down and remember it. Downingstreet.memo.com. Are the dots wrong? What is it, Kathy? Oh, the dot shouldn't be there. All right, Downingstreetmemo.com. All right, scratch that first one. Downingstreetmemo.com. Now, if you go there, among the things you'll find there is the text of the Downing Street memo, if you haven't read it, and a comparison of what that memo says with what the Bush administration officials said about the run-up to the Iraq War. And I think you're going to be shocked. If you haven't seen this, when you see it side by side, I think you're going to be absolutely blown away. All right? Downingstreetmemo.com. Downingstreetmemo.com. Just go there. We don't have Woodwards and Bernsteins. Whether you think they were ass-kicking investigative reporters or not is kind of immaterial. It was their reporting. It was their reporting and the help of an insider that exposed the criminality, not just of Dick Nixon. That was kind of a given. He was just a megalomaniac criminal. But the criminality of scores, hundreds of people embedded in the Nixon crime family. Oh, my Jesus. You know, it's funny watching these right-wingers now bitching and whining and wandering around bumping into things. Limbaugh and Buchanan and, I mean, just on and on and on. Oh, well, he broke the law. Well, you dumb jackasses. He broke the law by going to... Who is he supposed to go to? I've heard some of these thugs say, well, he should have gone to his superiors. His superiors were in on what was going on. Nah, you know, screw those people. Felt did the right thing, and so did Woodward and Bernstein. All right, we don't have a Woodward and Bernstein. We have Seymour Hersh, but he doesn't write for a newspaper. We have Greg Palast, but he was run out of the country. We have Robert Perry, but he was fired by a news magazine. You know, we do have these people, but they're not allowed to work on a daily newspaper. So the journalists still exist. They've just been shifted. Now they must write for magazines, or they must write for websites. Damn. So we have to do this ourselves. Now, the plan here, the operation, is to drive these whorish media companies right to the brink by insisting. Surprise, surprise, bastards. We want this reported. We want this reported. Now, a lot of times, trust me on this one, you contact a media company. I've had personal experience with this. Various times, and I'm just going to reflect what happened with me. Various times when I've been fired from radio gigs or had to quit under pressure because of what I was doing, there would be an immediate outrageous amount of emails. I think when WLS and I in Chicago went our separate ways, something like 6,000 emails came in. All right, now that was just on one radio station. I wasn't syndicated. I wasn't on a network. One radio. WLS's response to the 6,000 emails was to ignore, just totally ignore them. They didn't give a damn. In so many instances, media companies don't give a damn. So if this doesn't work, then my suggestion, this is not Michael's suggestion, Michael Clark's, but my suggestion is to start contacting corporations. Because after all, corporations run America. Now, you know, you pick one. I don't know who it is. You pick one. Corporation X. And you say, unless you insist that the network, to whom you give millions, if not tens of millions of dollars in advertising, that network report on this Downing Street memo, I'm going to notify all my friends, we're going to stop buying your product. We're going to stop going to your store. We're going to stop buying your car. We're going to raise hell out here. Now, that's the second choice. The first choice is to follow up on this suggestion by Michael Clark. He emailed this to me, and I'm sure he sent it around to other people, too. So daily, if you feel like doing this, and damn it, people listening to this program should. How long does it take you to sit there? Go to DowningStreetMemo.com. Find out who the target is that day, and send them a quick email. Report this story. All right? Will you do that? Thanks. I know. I'm always asking you to do stuff, right? I'm sorry. But it's our gig now, okay? There's nobody going to help us. Are you kidding? Republicans? Democrats? Corporate America? Business leaders? Congress? Senate? Please. It's up to you and me.
Why don't the newscasters cry when they read about people who die? At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eyes. But Mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see. So, baby, close your eyes.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Planet Check. Our mission is to foster value shifts toward a sustainable future.
That's Matt Peterson, President and CEO of Global Green USA.
Global Green USA is the U.S. affiliate of Green Cross International that Mikhail Gorbachev founded about 11 years ago.
Global warming is not cool.
We went up to the Arctic Circle in northeastern Canada and took up a couple of celebrities and elected officials and business leaders to learn firsthand the damage and the impact that global warming is having upon the Inuit people.
Up north, global warming is accelerated
at a rate that is estimated by scientists to be 2 to 3 times faster and worse than the rest of the world.
The Inuit are unfortunately the human face of global warming.
The canary in the coal mine, if you will.
Take action at globalgreen.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Take my hand. 21 past the hour. Yeah, the right wing is going nuts over this revelation regarding Deep Throat. They're just going crazy. I've never seen anything like this. We'll get to it a little bit later in the program. But this, you know, this is what these psychopaths. This is the reason these psychopathic right wingers attack the Clinton administration. They attack one of their own. I've said it before, and I know I pissed some of you people off, but that's just too bad. That's the way it goes. Clinton was one of the best Republican presidents we ever had, and I say that, you know, I don't say that in a kind of arrogant, snotty way. He just was. Take a look at his policies. Take a look at his programs. Take a look at what he did, what he signed, what he didn't sign, what he proposed in his budgets, okay? How he brought fiscal responsibility, yada, 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 yada. Now, you may not like that reality, but by God, that's what it is, and Hillary Clinton is another one. The best Republican this political system can spit up onto the stage. You think these people who claim to be Republicans are Republicans? They're not. They're Nazis. They're fascists. The Clintons are Republicans. Now, they attacked one of their own, these right-wingers, because of what happened to Nixon. What happened to Nixon? Nixon was found out, and Nixon resigned. And he resigned when Republicans came to him and said, Mr. President, your ass is toast. Now, how do you want to do it? Do you want to walk out? Do you want to be carried out? Nixon chose to walk out. But you see, that wasn't in the 30-year game plan that was put into play in 1964 when Barry Goldwater had his ass handed to him. That wasn't in the game plan, Nixon's the exposure of Nixon's criminality and debauchery and the thuggery of every single person he had around him. That wasn't supposed to be found out. So these Republicans had to suffer through 4 years of Jimmy Carter, and then the fun began with Reagan, and then, Pappy Bush, who they really didn't like that much. And then this jackass hillbilly from Arkansas steps up and gets elected again? Oh no! Hence the attack. So, the right-wingers now, and that's just about everybody in media I can think of, with two or three notable exceptions. But the ones that, you know, fart and yell and scream and make all kinds of funny noises with their armpits and froth at the mouth, you know what I'm talking about. The ones that command the media spotlights. They are just beside themselves with the revelation of who Deep Throat was. Because once again, it's pushing it all to the forefront, isn't it? Pushing it all to the forefront. What did I say I was going to get to this later? Who sent me this? A Northern California truth seeker wrote this. Dear Mike, isn't it delicious to watch the right wing, including Buchanan and Colson, writhe, squirm, and fume over the Deep Throat story? Now, why would they be so furious and so intent on portraying Deep Throat as essentially a traitor? Two reasons. One, until this story broke, the right-wing media had worked tirelessly to brainwash Republicans into believing that Democrats, especially the Clintons, are lying criminals while Republicans are model citizens, and into forgetting that Nixon was a liar, a criminal, and a Republican. The Deep Throat story threatens to undo all of the right-wing media's hard work. Two, by going public now, just as Downing Street Memogate gets underway, and while neocons bang their bloody drums for even more wars, Deep Throat has just sent a powerful message of encouragement to potential whistleblowers in the current administration. And he's shown them a way. And whistleblowing is the last thing the right wing wants, lest we learn that Nixon's former home is once again occupied by a liar, a criminal, in other words, a Republican. The attack on Clinton was all about Nixon. The attack on Clinton was designed to erase, as effectively as Winston Smith working in the Ministry of Truth, to erase the sordid, criminal, filthy legacy of Dick Nixon. And it just about worked. Have you all heard the story of the bronze rat? I've told this before, and I know, I just heard this collective sigh out there, oh, Jesus, he's not going to tell that one again, is he? Woman walks into a curio shop in San Francisco, looking around at the exotica, she notices a very lifelike, life-sized bronze rat. It's a statue. It has no price tag, but it's so striking, she decides she must have it. She talks to the owner. She says, how much for the bronze rat? Bronze rat. The owner says, $12 for the rat, $100 for the story. The woman gives the shop owner $12. I'll just take the rat. You can keep the story. You know the rest of this? Have you heard this? You want to hear the rest of it? Nah, you don't want to hear the rest of it. You do? All right. Stick around. As soon as we do the break, we'll come back and finish the story. The bronze rat.
No obligation. They put their faith and trust in God and corporations. They stand for piety that does rivals. They're waving flags and guns and quoting from the Bible. I hate Republicans. I hate Republicans. Baby, I can't stand them.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn two or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about one in three people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? The GoToMeeting You can do it. With the click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you are in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Father's Day is right around the corner, and Kohl's is the place to get the perfect Father's Day gift for your dad, a new Chaps wardrobe. Great ideas are suit separates, dress shirts, ties, and sportswear. Now visit dressupyourdad.com and enter to win a $500 gift card from Kohl's Department Stores. 50 will be given away. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Contest ends 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, June 19, 2005. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Oh, yes, I know the Muffin Man.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and on Friday, Mark Riley and I will be taking Morning Sedition to the people. It's our live broadcast from City Bakery in Manhattan with music from former soul-coughing frontman Mike Doty, gossip from Page Six's Paula Froelich, and comedy from Lawton Smalls, Cardinal Milpington, and the rest of the Morning Sedition crew. And oh, yeah, free stuff with plenty of coffee and sugar. Morning Sedition, live from City Bakery in Manhattan, Friday.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
26 before the hour. Okay, let me finish this. The Bronze Rat. I know it's a real museum piece, but let me start again. Woman walks into a curio shop in San Francisco. Looking around at the exotica, she notices a very lifelike, life-sized bronze statue of a rat. It has no price tag on it, but it's so striking she decides she must have it. She takes it to the owner and says, "How much for the bronze rat?" Says the owner, $12 for the rat, $100 for the story. The woman gives the shop owner $12. "I'll just take the rat. You can keep the story." She leaves. As she walks down the street carrying the bronze rat, she notices that a few real rats have crawled out of alleys and sewers and begun following her down the street. This is a bit disconcerting, so she begins walking a little faster. Within a couple of blocks, the group of rats behind her grows to over 100, and they begin squealing. She starts to trot toward the bay. She takes a nervous look around and sees that the rats now number in the thousands, or maybe millions, and they are all squealing and coming toward her faster and faster. Terrified, she runs to the edge of the bay and throws the bronze rat as far out into the bay as she can. Amazingly, the millions of rats all jump into the bay after it and are all drowned. The woman walks quickly back to the curio shop.
"Aha!"
says the owner. "I bet you come back for the story." "No," said the woman. "I came back to see if you have a bronze Republican." You're supposed to hit the snare drums on that one, Kathy.
Shitty-boom.
I'm sorry, I like it. Canada's upset. Did you see this? According to their transport minister, Jean Lapierre, Canada is very worried by it's a proposal, but it's going to be a demand, that Canadian airlines provide passenger lists to the Department of Homeland Security in this country for planes flying through American airspace that are not actually landing in the United States. You get that? The Canadian Transport Minister, Jean Lapierre, said the proposal could have what he calls a major effect. I guess so, on Canadian sovereignty, since flights between Canadian cities are often routed over U.S. territory to save fuel. Of the 160,000 Canadian airline flights that enter U.S. airspace every year, 120,000 are traveling domestically. You understand that? 160,000 domestic flights in Canada, 120,000 of them enter American airspace. Department of Homeland Security is saying to Canada, give us your passenger lists. Now, we all know, and the rest of the world looks at us like we're insane, but we have drawn up a watch list or a no-fly list of people that the Bush crime family says, well, this is a suspected terrorist, this name here. Now, if your name is similar to that name, too bad, booby, tough. You know, you'll be detained, you might be arrested, you might be sent to a foreign country, you might be sent to Syria. If your name happens, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to stand there with one of these brown shirts at airport security and say, no, I'm not that person? Yeah, sure you are. Sure you are. Now, that's bad enough. Now, what these criminals, what the fascists in the Bush crime family want, are lists of passengers on Canadian airlines that are not coming to America. I'm not going to America. I'm going from Toronto to Winnipeg or whatever. And we got to fly through American airspace. I know. Don't get me on the geography. Just I'm trying to make an example here, okay? The transport minister, Canadian Transport Minister Lapierre, said he's worried about it. He says, we don't think it's a good idea. The Canadians traveling from one Canadian city to another would have to be checked against an American no-fly list. Now, this whole issue reflects the fears that some Canadians are starting to have that our neighbors to the north, the sovereignty of the nation just to the north of the United States. Hello, you know where that? You know what that is? No, it's not Mexico. It's Canada. Can you say Canada? Big C, little C? The Canada sovereignty could be harmed by the Bush crime family's crackdown on terrorism. Now, last year, one of the Canadian provinces, British Columbia, imposed controls on private data firms to prevent them from sharing information about Canadians with U.S. authorities. Good move, British Columbia. And the new Democratic Party, which is in the United States, like the old Democratic Party, but in Canada, the new Democratic Party, which is keeping the minority Liberal government in power through the parliament, the coalition, said the passenger list proposal was unacceptable. So if the liberal government that's in power right now, if they go along with this, apparently, if you read between the lines, the new Democratic Party is going to say screw it, and they're going to pull out, and the government's going to collapse. What's going on here? That Canadian airlines and Canadian airports are so porous and so just you know, there are a lot of Middle Eastern people and Asian people who have moved to Canada. It's a free enterprise society. It's a free society. It's not a repressive nascent police state like the United States. So there is a population. There is a Muslim population. There's an Arabic speaking population. There's the South Asians, and you know, to most citizens of the United States, Arabs, South Asians, Indians, Sikhs, South Africans, they all look alike, you're right? But the idea, I guess, in the fevered brains of members of the Bush crime family is that somebody could board a Canadian airliner, hijack it, as it flies through American airspace and crash it into the White House or something. So, you know, to our friends in the Great White North, stand firm, eh? Huh? Passenger list? They want your passenger list? When is Canada going to invade us? Huh? Of course, there's just not that many people. Hell, there's more people in California than there are in the entire country of Canada. But we're ripe. We're ready for an invasion. We got weapons of mass destruction. We're a threat to our neighbors. We violated civil liberties. We gassed our own people. We've attacked innocent nations. What are you Canadians waiting for? Where are the Mounties? Huh? What are you waiting for, eh? Don't you people have any respect for the rule of law? There's a country to your south. No, not that far south. Right here! We got weapons. We're a threat. We violated civil liberties. We gassed our own people. We attacked innocent nations. We've set up a gulag. Oh, I don't know. You know, the Canadians, I understand. They don't want to attack. We look too much like them. All of us, you know, our dark-skinned Americans, our light-skinned Americans, our shades in between. You can't tell any difference. I'll tell you what, you go to Canada and you walk around, some of them speak French, but, you know, some of our people speak French, too. But you can't tell any difference. Canadians and Americans, no difference. Oh, yes, there is. John sent this to me, the snowflake children's story. We're going to revisit that. The snowflake thing, I've done a little research here in the past 24 hours. Jesus, this is really a weird, this is a white Christian thing. That federal money, how much has gone to it so far? It was in the New York Times today. And a couple of million, 20 million, it's being funded by tax dollars, and it's pretty much for white evangelical Christians. It's not for you, booby, if you're Jewish. It's not for you. A little iffy if you're Catholic. Maybe, maybe not. If you're brown-skinned or dark-skinned or, you know, if your nose is a little flatter than the white person, your hair a little nappier, But John sent me, he says the snowflake children's story is crying out for a country song. He's got a couple of verses here. It's not set to music. It goes like this. I'm a snowflake baby, as white can be. I'm heading for a Christian home. No lesbian moms for me. I'm a snowflake baby, and lucky, lucky me. Can't wait to be born, then born again, and join the GOP. That's good, John. Somebody ought to set that to music. So, Man or Monkey, speaking about the evils of stem cell research to a room full of tiny babies. You remember that last week? Who were adopted? Or was that this week? Hell, time just gets past me when I'm facing oral surgery. I just lose track of everything because I get nervous. But Man or Monkey was talking about the evils of stem cell research to this room full of tiny babies, and and their mommies and daddies who were adopted as a result of the efforts of the Snowflake Embryo Adoption Program and Nightlight Christian Adoptions, right? So if you're Jewish, you're Muslim, you're Hindu, if you're an atheist, get out of town! We'll have what the Matter Monkey said when we come back, because you got to hear this. You got to hear it. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. It's a new day.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The hysteria has died down over Newsweek's flawed story saying military interrogators flushed a copy of the Quran down a toilet. So let's take a deep breath and look at the big picture. A pattern of prisoner abuse by the American military that is neither humane nor effective at yielding useful intelligence. Bush and company would like us to blame Newsweek and forget the big picture. But new stories about detainee abuse just keep surfacing. This week, MotherJones.com interviews Eric Saar, a former military translator who worked at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Saar gives a chilling first-person account of what happens on the inside. Dehumanizing treatment, inept management, even a PowerPoint presentation instructing translators to ignore the Geneva Conventions. His final verdict? Quote, not humane and not effective, unquote. That's a real cause for hatred on the Muslim street. To read the full interview, go to MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you a Democrat? Are you single? Do you have $398 in your pocket? Then you owe it to yourself to join us at DemocraticMatch.com. DemocraticMatch.com has all the features of the conventional dating sites, but unlike the others, you'll never have to worry about being contacted by right-wingers. If you've ever felt uncomfortable about joining an online dating service, rest assured that DemocraticMatch.com boasts the most intelligent, compassionate membership of any single site on the Internet. DemocraticMatch.com is just $3.98 a month. That's 5 to 10 times less than the other dating sites you've heard about. And unlike those sites, we give half of our profits to environmental groups fighting to save our only planet. If you've had difficulty finding forward-thinking individuals for friendship and dating, DemocraticMatch.com is the answer you've been waiting for. Don't hold a crossfire show in your love life. Join DemocraticMatch.com today. That's DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
felt it was best to stand on principle, and that is taxpayers' money to use for the use of experimentation that would destroy life is a principle that violates something is a position that violates a principle of mine.
Well, George, at some point, you, like all of us, are either going to develop a chronic illness or you're just going to keel over dead with a heart attack or stroke. Like, you know, that's pretty much the way it works in this country, right? Or for most people, I guess. You know, in your case, you might choke on a pretzel, but most people, it's chronic disease. It becomes acute and we die, whether it's cancer or, whatever it is. Some of us are lucky in that, you know, we're here one moment and the next moment we just cease to exist, you know. Quick, sudden, instant death. But if you find yourself in the former category, Mr. Bush, or any of you right-wingers, then I would assume you're going to refuse all medical treatments for your disease that's based on a couple of principles. First of all, the principle of evolution. You're not going to have anything to do with it, which eliminates immediately about 90% of medications for you. But the other 10%, medications that were developed in controlled experiments in which people actually died, or in which blastocysts were actually blown up, or in which embryos might have been used. So just keep that in mind, you right-wingers. It's real nice to hear you parade and prance and prattle on when you're in your 30s and 40s and even 50s. You know, you've never been sick a day in my life. Okay, wait till you start to feel that gnawing feeling where your right kidney is. Now, speaking about the evils of stem cell research to a room full of tiny babies who were adopted as a result of the efforts of the Snowflake Embryo Adoption Program and Nightlight Christian Adoptions. Now, we didn't get to this clip from last week, probably because Paris Hilton had a hangnail and all the other news was eclipsed for the rest of the day. But this is from his speech last week about stem cells in that room full of tiny baby snowflakes, little snow white embryos. And they were cute. Look, let me say something. I'm totally in favor of it. Oh, Jesus, I'm in favor of it. For people who don't have kids, as a second choice, you know, it'd be a good first choice. You know, it'd be a good first choice. There are so many babies that are actually alive and need to be adopted. These are embryos. Have nothing to do with you, Mr. or Mrs. Evangelical. Nothing. It's not your embryo. It doesn't contain your genetic material. So why not adopt one that's already alive? Oh, no. Wouldn't do that. Wouldn't be the Christian thing to do. You know what Jesus said? Suffer the little embryos to come unto me, for such is the kingdom. Oh, no, that's right. He didn't say that. He said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Anyway, there he is with the embryos now converted into living, breathing babies. I want you to hear Bush speaking to these Nightlight Adoption Program parents and answer this question for me. When did Ted Koppel open an embryo adoption agency?
I want to thank Laurie Mays, the director of Snowflake's Frozen Embryo Adoption Program. Welcome, Laurie. Thank you for coming. I want to thank Nightline Christian Adoptions for their good work. Nightline's embryo adoption program has now matched over 200 biological parents with about 140 adopted families.
So let's hear it for Ted Koppel. Thank you very much. Yeah, Bush is so committed, isn't he, to these little babies? These little embryos? He can't even get the name of the adoption agency right. Oh, I know. We're supposed to overlook it. Thank you for coming. I want to thank Nightline for the Christian adoptions. Now, the real name, of course, is Nightlight. But not in Bush world. No, he's so focused on this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Laurie. Thanks. What's her name? What's that? Thanks, Laurie. And listen, before I leave, I got things to do, people to bomb. Let me just leave you this. I got to rush. Got to dash out of here, okay? I just want to thank once again, you know, he never, you know, he's Jewish and he's on late at night, but I want to thank Ted Koppel for, you know, this Nightline program. I have no idea what it's about, but, what? Huh? It's Ted Koppel? Well, he is Jewish, isn't he? Isn't it Andrea Koppel? Okay. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but anyway, thanks, Ted. Thanks, Ted Koppel. Thanks, Julie. Thanks, Snowflakes. Thanks, everybody. Now, I got to go. There are nations to be bombed, people to kill, living babies to turn into red mist. But this group in this room, y'all are great. Love you. Love you. Take care. All right. Bye-bye. See you later. All right. Goodbye. But God bless. God bless America. God bless the embryos. God bless the babies. God bless Nightline. And Ted Koppel. Why does everybody look at me when I say Nightline? Did I do... Is that not it? Is it not Ted Koppel? Who's on Nightline? Is it Chris... What's that blonde guy? Is he Jewish, too? Chris? No, I don't know. Nightline, right? Oh, Nightlight? You mean like I have in my bedroom every night? Oh, never mind. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The other day I called Matt Dowd, Bush's chief campaign strategist last year. I was wondering if the stem cells controversy might be a wedge issue that threatens Republicans. After all, you have Republicans fighting Republicans on this. Nancy Reagan is for stem cells research. Tom DeLay calls it the dismemberment of human beings. And while polls show huge support for research that might discover cures for terrible diseases, Bush and religious right Republicans essentially say, too bad, we're against it. So do we have a wedge issue here? Well, Dowd says, it's still an intellectual thing, not an everyday emotional concern. It hasn't reached the level of gay marriage. So he's not worried. But moderate Republicans are concerned about how this positions their party. And one thing's certain, it can't be a good thing for the GOP when Republicans are accusing other Republicans of supporting human dismemberment. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now. I've been on Avacor, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-305-3854. For your risk-free trial of Avacor, call now. 800-305-3854. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free.
Avacor really worked. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-305-3854. That's 800-305-3854.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. More images of Abu Ghraib.
A judge in New York ordered the government to release four videos from Abu Ghraib prison and dozens of photographs from the same collection as the photos that touched off the Iraqi prison abuse scandal a year ago. U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein issued the order requiring the U.S. Army to release the material to the American Civil Liberties Union in compliance with the Freedom of Information Act. The judge says the pictures and videos can be turned over in redacted form to protect the identities of the victims. He gave the Army 10 days to say how long it'll take to edit the videos to conceal identities. The judge ordered the Army to, within a month, prepare to release 144 photographs after he looked at some of them in his chambers. The ACLU filed a lawsuit seeking information on treatment of detainees in U.S. custody and the transfer of prisoners to countries known to use torture. The ACLU contends that prisoner abuse is systemic. The government lawyers had argued that releasing pictures would violate Geneva Convention rules by subjecting detainees to additional humiliation or embarrassment. George Bush, stumping for Social Security reform in the Farm Belt, challenged lawmakers to act or answer their constituents. At a forum in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, Bush said Congress needs to show what he called political courage and revamp a system that he says is going broke. Bush also appeared at a Republican fundraiser in St. Louis. Then he goes to his Texas ranch for a three-day weekend. In Kentucky, Bush told an invitation-only audience that failure to reform Social Security wouldn't be fair to younger Americans. Bush is proposing curbing the growth of retirement benefit checks and supplementing them with individual retirement accounts. Democrats staunchly opposed to what they call a risky scheme, and some Republicans are also voicing doubts. And now, a Washington think tank today says the language being used to promote part of Bush's Social Security plan is misleading. Bush and other proponents of the individual accounts say the stock market would provide a greater rate of return than Social Security does. But the Nonpartisan Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says those accounts in Social Security are so different the comparison is not valid. For example, the center argues Social Security is not just for retirees. It also has about a third of payroll taxes pay for disability and survivor benefits. George Bush called California Congressman Christopher Cox a champion of the free enterprise system. He has chosen him to head the Securities and Exchange Commission, replacing William Donaldson. But Cox is a favorite with big business after he tried to stop shareholder lawsuits against some corporations. Donaldson, considered to be a very active regulator, decided to step down yesterday. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on the Discovery Channel.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush would be coming to the
country. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
No, you may not hang at the park.
Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Randy Rhodes.
Leave the country if you hate it so much. Just leave.
No, you see, your philosophy is just like an errant parent. It's like if your kid gives you a problem, your solution is, oh, well, if you don't like your kid, leave. There are plenty of days I don't like my kid. You know what I do? I spend all my time making that kid a better kid. And that's your problem. Your problem is when it gets difficult, you want to run away. Did you hang up on me? Yeah, you did. You're a coward.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. But a couple of people have asked me to mention Bob Herbert's column in the New York Times this morning because he does mention the Downing Street memo business, and I understand that Kerry is going to bring it up Monday someplace. It's trickling out. There's no question about it. But that further inflames me. I mean, I have great respect for Bob Herbert. I think he's one of the greatest columnists this country has ever produced. But it makes me angry that the only place we can hear about this is in opinion columns. This is news! Like I said, this should be on the front page. It should be the lead story of every newspaper, every newscast, until something's done. These people took us to war. For God's sake, doesn't that mean anything anymore? Not to the New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, the Miami Herald, the Toledo Blade, Detroit Free Press. Apparently it doesn't. Because they leave it up to their columnists to try to get this out. But let me just share with you a little bit of what Herbert wrote today. When he accepted the Republican nomination for president in 1968, Richard Nixon said, quote, "Let us begin by committing ourselves to the truth, to see it as it is and tell it like it is, to find the truth, to speak the truth, and to live the truth," end quote. Oh, Jesus, don't you want to throw up? That's not Herbert. Herbert didn't write the throw up line. I just added it. Back to Herbert. "We've now learned, thanks to Vanity Fair, that a former top FBI official, W. Mark Felt, was the legendary confidential source Deep Throat. I can't think of a better time to resurrect the Watergate saga. The trauma of Watergate, which brought down a president who seemed pathologically compelled to deceive, came toward the end of that extended exercise in government folly and deceit, Vietnam. Taken together, these two disasters, both of which shook the nation, provided a case study in how citizens should view their government with extreme skepticism. Trust, said Ronald Reagan, and verify. Now, with George W. Bush in charge, the nation is mired in yet another tragic period marked by incompetence, duplicity, bad faith, and outright lies coming once again from the very top of the government. Just last month, we had the disclosure of a previously secret British government memorandum that offered further confirmation that the American public and the world were spoon-fed bogus information by the Bush administration in the run-up to the invasion of Iraq. President Bush, as we know, wanted to remove Saddam Hussein through military action. With that in mind, the memo damningly explained, quote, the intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy, end quote. That's the kind of deceit that was in play as American men and women were suiting up and marching off to combat at the president's command. Mr. Bush wanted war, and he got it. Many thousands have died as a result. Bob Herbert in today's New York Times, it goes on. You can read it. But it's you know, every time I read something like that, I just wonder if Bob Herbert knows about it, then the editorial board of the New York Times knows about it. And if the editorial board of the New York Times knows about it, why don't they assign someone like Oh, Jesus, I'm forgetting their names now. Well, let's start with Judith Miller. She was the one that was so willing to print anything that was fed to her by Q-Ball, the Iraqi source that told Cheney and Wolfowitz and the rest of these murderers that the invasion of Iraq would be a cakewalk. And Judith Miller of the New York Times was more than happy to write it all. Oh, it's going to be glorious. Now, Judith Miller happens to be facing jail time because, you see, this is what the right wing will do. They will use somebody like Judith Miller, and when they're finished using her, they will tear her into a million pieces or destroy her career or lock her up. So how about it, Judith Miller? How about writing the definitive piece on the front page, New York Times, above the fold, about the Downing Street memo? Huh? You want to do it? You want to do it? Surely there is a writer at the Washington Post, somebody who would like to pick up the mantle of Bob Woodward or Carl Bernstein and put it on the front page of the Washington Post above the fold. Huh? What do you think? Now, as far as the Downing Street memo is concerned, you know, I gave that information. Downing Street, what is it, Kathy? DowningStreetMemo.com. Okay, we have a link at our website, main page. Just go there or go there directly. And it's a way you can notify the media. That's what I told you last hour. Michael, I don't have it in front of me now, set this up. It tells you what to do. It's a good idea. But I got an email from Thomas in San Francisco. He says, Mike, I'm listening to your show tonight. I want to offer some advice that you should share with your listeners on how to approach reporters regarding the Downing Street memo. I'm a PR consultant. I've worked with reporters for 12 years. So I know a little about what works and what doesn't. First, no matter how angry we are, no matter how much they deserve to be read the Riot Act, when contacting reporters, we must be polite and demanding, but never belligerent or accusatory. Otherwise, they'll just ignore you. They have short fuses and big egos just like regular people when it comes to telling them how to do their job. Two, remember the message cannot be all about Bush. The media people must see us as people who want the truth to matter, no matter what it is or where it leads us. If they think we're just trying to destroy Bush, they'll be more likely to ignore us. Three, email is okay, but not as effective as written letters or phone calls. Faxed letters are usually the most effective option. Always sign your name, the city where you live, and phone number. And fourth, be brief. Reporters and editors don't like to read long letters any more than anyone else. Make your point in 3 to 5 sentences because that's all they'll read anyway. I hope this is useful in some way. It is. Thanks, Thomas. I appreciate it. Yeah, and that's very true. You know, we can scream and yell and froth and foam and call people's names on this program and vent and get it out, that's all we're doing. We're just venting, right? We are not changing anything with this program, you and me. You know, we just sit here and bitch and rend our garments and scream and pour salt in our wounds and flail ourselves, right? Sackcloth and ashes and pound our fists on the table and say, no, I'm not going to stand it anymore. But we really don't get anything done. There is a way to get things done. Now, this program is a necessary part of getting things done because the hope is that this program inspires folks, and not just me, this program, this network, inspires folks to take clear-headed action. You understand what I'm trying to say here. I'm not knocking my own program. I think I have a damn good program. But I'm just saying the tactics that I use on this program, not the tactics I use when I write a letter to the editor, when I want to get media attention. I don't call them sons of bitches. I let Kathy write it. Congressman John Conyers, Democrat of Michigan, has issued a statement announcing that he will introduce a resolution commending Mark Felt for his role in exposing White House involvement in Watergate scandal. In the statement, Congressman Conyers likens Nixon-era corruption to current political events. Now, think about this for a second, right? John Conyers, who is, in his own way, an ass-kicker. Yeah, he's a Democrat. So what? You know, he's an ass kicker. He's, you know, he's like a Waxman, Henry Waxman. He's like Barbara Boxer. You know, he's like Kucinich, Barbara Lee. You know, they're ass kickers. They happen to be caught in a party that does nothing. But these people, these individuals, are ass kickers. So Conyers wants a resolution passed by the United States House of Representatives, essentially patting Mark Felt on the back. You know, that he's 91, 92 years old. And I don't know what that means. You know, some people are 91, 92, they're fine. But what I've heard through the media, which I find a little condescending, they make it sound like this guy, because he's 91, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Well, we don't know. Will he be able to remember? You know, screw that. The guy is 91 years old. He did a tremendous service to this country. But all I've been hearing is media, even sympathetic to the story, just dream like, oh, that's Mark Felt. Yeah, he's 91. You know, he wears Pampers. You know, is that the point they're trying to make? God, I find that condescending. I just find it so, so belligerently patronizing to say that about somebody who's 91 years old, who had such a profound effect on the direction of this country. All right, con your statement when we come back. And this is a real knee slapper. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
For the best hard-hitting investigative journalism, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how Bush's Social Security plans will place huge financial burdens on people with aging parents. See why the news you get on global warming may be distorted, thanks to ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks. Plus, read how coffee shaped the history of America and the world. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you the best in independent news at readmojo.com.
All your critical information is on your Office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your Office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is Internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Planet check.
Our mission is to foster value shifts toward a sustainable future.
That's Matt Peterson, President and CEO of Global Green USA.
Global Green USA is the U.S. affiliate of Green Cross International that Mikhail Gorbachev founded about 11 years ago.
Global warming is not cool.
We went up to the Arctic Circle in northeastern Canada and took up a couple celebrities and elected officials and business leaders to learn firsthand the damage and the impact that global warming is having upon the Inuit people.
Up north, global warming is accelerated
at a rate that is estimated by scientists to be 2 to 3 times faster and worse than the rest of the world.
The Inuit are unfortunately the human face of global warming.
The canary in the coal mine, if you will.
Take action at globalgreen.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music.
PuraMind.com.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call stop sign and get protected. Protect your PC with stop sign. The one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call Stop Sign right now.
1-800-243-1483.
Doing talk radio right from the left. It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. John Conyers. He wants a resolution passed. A spirit of the House kind of resolution. You know, we love Mark Felt. We House members, we Republicans, we love him because, you know, he exposed the second most corrupt Republican administration in the history of the union. So we just love him.
Yeah, this is going to happen, right? Anyway, Conyers' office issued the following statement, quote, "As the world now knows, Mr. Felt disclosed this week that he was the confidential source known as Deep Throat. As one who was a first-hand witness to Watergate, I can only state humbly that Mr. Felt helped bring our country back from the brink of the constitutional crisis in an out-of-control White House. Quite frequently, Conyers writes, it is courageous whistleblowers such as Mr. Felt who are responsible for disclosing corruption in our government. I have no doubt that absent Mr. Felt's involvement, we would never have learned about the illegalities and obstructions of justice at the highest levels of our government, up to and including President Nixon. Our nation owes Mr. Felt our gratitude. He was a courageous public servant who risked his career to expose wrongdoing, and he was a model agent and administrator. I therefore believe it is altogether fitting and proper that Mr. Felt's service be commemorated and honored by the Congress with the resolution I plan to introduce when Congress reconvenes next week. Woo. With this latest revelation, I am reminded that the lessons of Watergate are eerily important today. Back then, we had an aggressive press corps, men of courage, such as Mark Felt, John Dean, Leon Jaworski, and Archibald Cox, who were willing to challenge authority. Back then, we had a Justice Department that was willing to take an investigation wherever it would lead, and a Congress that was willing to hold real hearings and conduct real oversight of official misconduct. Today, it is unclear who will step up to the plate to expose the wrongdoing of the current administration." End quote. Come on, John. Come on! Come on, Representative Conyers! You've got two chances to get your resolution passed, slim and none. Now, while Conyers is saying that, Pat Buchanan and the pig man and TV personality Ben Stein are suggesting that Woodward, Bernstein, and Mark Felt were responsible for the fall of South Vietnam and the genocide in Cambodia that left about 2 million people dead. These, here comes a bad word, sons of bitches! Can you believe this? Yes, of course you can. Here's what Buchanan said. There's something deadly serious here. People that brought down Nixon also resulted in the fall of South Vietnam. Can you believe that? The death of hundreds of thousands of people. Where were you, Pat? Nixon was brought down by people who are a hell of a lot worse than he was. Now, that's what he said on Hardball Monday night. Here's the pig man yesterday. Had they not brought down Nixon, we wouldn't have lost Vietnam. Had they not brought down Nixon, the Khmer Rouge would not have come to power and murdered 2 million people in a full-fledged genocide. I hope... Oh, never mind. Don't say it. And Ben Stein. When Nixon's enemies brought him down, And they had been laying for him since he proved that Alger Hiss was a traitor, since Alger Hiss was their fair-haired boy. This is what they bought for themselves in the karma supermarket that is life. First, the defeat of South Vietnamese government with decades of death and hardship for the people of Vietnam. Second, the assumption of power in Cambodia by the bloodiest government of all time, the Khmer Rouge, who killed a third of their own people, often by making children beat their own parents to death. No one doubts Richard Nixon would never let this happen. You sick bastards, all three of you. Ben Stein, you thug, you absolute moron. You're saying that Pol Pot ran the bloodiest government of all time? One word for you, you jackass. Holocaust! Stein! And Limbaugh. Now, you notice the similarities in their statements. Buchanan, Limbaugh, and Stein. All three, almost identical. Did the parrot jump in? Did the pig man's little butt boy, Sean, jump in? Did he? He probably said the same thing, too, right? So here you have Conyers trying to show Felt was a hero by exposing the murderous filth and corruption, the illegal bombing of how many countries in Southeast Asia? Huh? How many countries? Where was Buchanan? Where was Limbaugh? Where was Ben Stein during the Vietnam War? Huh? Where were they? Where were they? Let's see. Limbaugh had a pimple on his ass, so he couldn't go into the service. Buchanan, what was he doing? He hid out someplace. And Stein, I have no idea. But you see how rabid, just how absolutely rabid the right wing is in this country. And that's why this program will always, you know, until it's taken off the air, be as rabid as I can possibly make it. I hate these people. Reach out. Reach out to them. Reach out to the right wing. I'll reach out. I like to reach out with an M16 to some of the right wingers. That's what I'd like to do. Oh, Malloy's threatening to kill people on his radio program. Jesus Christ, you believe that? Man. You want to talk about stem cells? Jesus. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. We killed the loyal and we throw a party when we can. Some guy refuses to fight and we call that the stand. And he's standing up for what he believes in. Maxine Curley Gamble.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? With GoToMeeting, you can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Hi, I'm Eva Longoria. You know, some women have to guess what a man wants. But I, on the other hand, know exactly what a man really wants. Something that will keep a smile on his face for a very, very long time. Sirius Satellite Radio, of course. Oh yeah, it's got over 120 channels, including 100% commercial-free music. Plus the best news, talk, uncensored comedy, and the most complete sports coverage. It's enough to satisfy any man.
Right now, get a Sirius Satellite Radio for just $49.99 after a $50 mail-in rebate. It's our lowest price ever. Offer valid for the 6-month prepaid subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Subscription sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, CircuitCityCrutchfield.com, Radio Shack, or Sirius.com for details. It's more than just radio. It's Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sirius Satellite Radio. It's what's on every man's mind.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Marty Kaplan.
The Republican right is now targeting the professoriate. Here's their stinging indictment of college teachers. By an overwhelming majority, the faculty members at American universities are more likely to register as Democrats than to call themselves Republicans. Why do you think that is? Academic freedom? That's so September 10th.
Marty Kaplan. So what else is news? On Air America Radio.
Right blues, here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, Pat Buchanan had a bad knee during Vietnam, so that got him out of the draft. And Dave in Orange County says Ben Stein was a pot-smoking hippie in the 60s. There are photos to prove it. He was probably protesting the war. His conversion to slimy conservatism came much later. You also, Dave writes, neglected to mention he was a speechwriter for Nixon. Actually, that was Pat Buchanan, Dave. Now, Edie emails in and says Ben Stein was a young lawyer on Nixon's staff. And apparently Stein did too. Okay, both Pat Buchanan and Ben Stein were speechwriters for Nixon. Hence the vitriolic attack against Mark Felt. You know why? What the hell? Why are these people attacking? This is 30 years old. But they're doing it. Carla writes, where the hell do these monsters get off blaming the whistleblower for the crimes of Nixon? Every day is opposite day with these people, even when it comes to history. Nixon wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have let that happen. He did do that. Felt didn't give those orders. This is beyond belief, even for them. Yeah, I know what you mean, Carla, but that is a defining characteristic of Republicans. They, given an option of telling the truth or lying, they always pick lying. Always. Always. Invariably. And they cannot, and the reason they do it, they cannot face the truth. It's just beyond them. They will make stuff up. Even if it means going to war, even if it means annihilating millions of people, it doesn't make any difference. And the audacity. You know, here's Ben Stein working for an anti-Semitic president. How many times do we have to hear the little snippets where Haldeman, Ehrlichman, you know, isn't that funny, Nazis, around Nixon? And Nixon say, well, it's a Jew thing? Is it the Jew thing again? You know, we got to stop the Jews. The Jew thing. Here's Ben Stein. I don't think Ben Stein is Irish. Here's Ben Stein working for this pig. And now, defending him. All these people are dead and gone. Or they're like Charles Colson. They're out ripping off the terminally gullible.
I'm an evangelical. I set up a prison ministry. You know, I was in prison for 8 months or something. I don't even remember.
I don't know. It's just a joke. And then you know, I get a suggestion from James in Kenosha. He says, I'm fascinated by the timing of Deep Throat's emergence from the shadows. A credible argument can be made that both the left and the right stand to benefit from the timing of a story so dusty that a couple generations need to be brought up to speed just so the story makes sense. James writes, I've been looking for a cinch factor to determine the source. Of course, the family's explanation may be the truth, but I doubt it. I say we've been served another Karl Rove red herring sandwich for the following reasons. One, this is a Beltway insider power play. I did a nationwide poll this evening, and outside of D.C., there are only 17 Americans who admit to thinking about Deep Throat in the last 10 years, and 9 of the 17 were disqualified for obvious reasons. Two, Bob Woodward was the key to turn the lock. 3 words explain this factor, Bush at war. You know, Woodward's book. And 3, it follows Rovian standard operating procedure. When things get hot, bring out the smoke and mirror. And 4, following the bitch slap of Newsweek, this is yet another shot across the bow of the media. Witness the trash talk from Pat Buchanan. As a result of breaking the law and bringing down Nixon, Deep Throat is the reason America lost the Vietnam War and is responsible for opening up Cambodia for the slaughter by Pol Pot. Translation, dear media, bring down this president with your damn memo, your Downing Street memo, and the blood of our troops and the blood of the Iraq Civil War will be on your hands. I doubt they'll follow up the other rant of their wingnut chorus and indict the old throat, you know, the old guy out there, Mark Felt. The family members who were aware of the secret could be vulnerable, and that would effectively shut down anyone now considering blowing a whistle. Short of that, they'll be content with destroying the family reputation. Are the death threats coming in yet? What do you think? James in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Yeah. Maybe I should take a phone call or two here. What do you think? How about Morgan in California? Morgan, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey, Morgan.
California. And I just want to say now I know why everybody says thank you so much is because I would be nuts if it wasn't for you. I'm serious. I would be crazy if you were not on the air. Now, the thing I wanted to talk about was the Daily Kos. Contact, besides the sponsors, deluge the sponsors and the media, because I have called the North Coast and the, I should say the, the East Coast and the South Coast everywhere in regards to like NBC, CBS, ABC, et cetera, just saying that, you know, why aren't you talking about the secret Downing Street memo? One thing they even said, I don't even know what you're talking about. First of all, I'm not sure if they're right, and they could be just playing me. But I just, you know, and I just would say, well, looking on the Internet, but here's all the info. It's right here and now. Mm-hmm. I had a copy of it. And just deluge people. Keep after them. And definitely get where Michael Clark, I think you said, on the Daily Kos.
Right.
Because I'm joining with him. Because I've also done with the Conyers. And just deluge him. Because as a person who was somewhat of a person who was out there, a leader in some certain things. And the thing is that because I was a person dealing with that situation, I would just say, give me the president. Give me names. I want names, and I want your name, and I want everybody's names. Because if you're going to just transfer my call, I want to know where I'm going.
Right.
I want to know who you are, and why won't you put this media info on? Because this is the news, and without it being on TV, nobody knows about it.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Morgan,
sadly.
Thanks, Morgan.
Yeah, keep delusioning them. Keep on them.
Absolutely.
Kate, thank you, Michael Clark. And most importantly, happy Father's Day and late happy Mother's Day.
Okay.
Thank you for you guys.
Thanks, Morgan. You have a nice evening. Morgan sounds like somebody I used to know years and years ago, back during the SDS days, and the Weathermen, and the Attica Brigade. You know, back in the good old days, right? I'll bet, because that's what, didn't she just say, I used to be somebody who was kind of sort of out there, you know, and then she immediately censored herself. I don't blame you, Morgan. The only reason I go ahead and admit this stuff is because I feel like, well, I'm armed. And when they come for me, there'll be a gunfight. That's all very simple, you know, just very simple. But she, yeah, Morgan, I wonder if she was one of those folks that thought that the Weathermen were getting too, Students for a Democratic Society were getting a little bit too pasty-faced and rolled out the Weathermen. Huh? What do you think? Mike is calling from Seattle. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Yeah, going fine. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, and I wanted to say that I was listening to Randy Rhodes today, and I know that John Conyers is trying to get people to sign a
We've been talking about it on this program, not tonight,
but he's got a website. He's trying to collect 100,000 signatures at johnconyers.com.
We've talked about this. I realize you're a Randy fan, and I don't know how often.
No, I listen to you too. I listen to you every single day.
Yeah, I've got a link to that on the main page of MikeMalloy.com. And everybody who listens to this program is well aware of that, Mike. But
I didn't know if I should know that. But anyway, I wanted to say that these Republicans should have to. What would be fair anyway is if they should have to adopt all of the white Republicans in particular should have to adopt all of the children from the families that they've torn apart in Iraq, and that way they'd have all the children they can possibly handle.
That's true, and you know what I'd like to see? This is what I'd like to see. I'll tell you what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the Bush twins and the two Cheney daughters immediately donate their wombs to some of these little snowflake embryos. I mean, what the hell? Here are four women. There are four women there. Four women who could just think, if they started now, over the course of the next 20 years, they could deliver 80 of these little embryos into living, breathing, stand up on your hind legs and become a Republican life. Right? Right? Has anybody heard? Is Jenna or Barbara Bush donating their womb? I haven't heard. Has anybody heard? Huh? What about the Cheney girls? Anybody? Huh? What do you think?
I think that they're all so crazy. I can't even take them anymore because what they're doing to our reputation is just unforgivable.
It
and
is.
I don't think we'll ever overcome it. And if someone doesn't come forward, and I hope that someone does, someone has the courage, and maybe your show can give them a way to get some access to the news media here, but someone should come forward and expose.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're all working on the same page. Mike, thanks. I got a break here. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. By the way, I'm a Randy fan, too.
I don't tell much to offer him. I'm very small, you see. But I can love my Jesus, and he can still love me. And turn on
it's a snowflake!
By my Lord, and be the bestest Christian boy in all the whole wide world.
I'll be a cowboy,
a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days,
and in
the prairie or in the city.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Remember how your teachers or maybe your grandparents would tell stories how people came to this country because they wanted to live the American dream? It used to be that hard work and determination would allow you and your family to live that dream, but times have changed. Our country's economic system has stopped working for average Americans. Wages have stagnated while executive pay has skyrocketed. In the last 30 years, workers have seen their average pay increase only 5 cents an hour per year. At the same time, health care premiums are forcing families to forego needed medical attention. In the last year alone, wages increased 2.6%, while insurance premiums increased 11%. It's time to change all this, and now you can by joining forces with PurpleOcean.org. PurpleOcean.org welcomes you to stand up to big business along with 1.8 million other workers in America's largest union, the Service Employees International Union, SEIU. Together, we will win the fight against low wages, poor working conditions, and unaffordable health insurance. Together, we will bring back the American dream. Join PurpleOcean.org, and someday we can tell our grandchildren how we made the American dream possible for them too.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Just let me revisit the snowflakes program again, just for a moment. If you saw it in the New York Times today, rather lengthy article, well, not that long, about this whole snowflake thing. And they use a couple of people who have adopted or who have adopted embryos. And some of the comments from these people, these white heterosexual Americans, is enough to just make me want to vomit blood. It's just, where do these people come from? Where do they come from? You know, Bob and Angie Deacon of Virginia Beach, Virginia, who donated their 13 embryos after having twins and being discouraged from another pregnancy by a doctor. You know, they developed their own embryos, and they use a couple, and then they got 13 left over. And this woman says, or the husband says, with another program, to be honest with you, they could have been adopted by lesbian parents, and I'm totally against that. Can't say it. It took 2.5 years for these two to bring themselves to fill out the papers because, you know, oh my goodness, they're going to give up their precious DNA. On their forms, the ones they filled out, these two, Angie and Bob Deacon of Virginia Beach, Virginia, said the adopting family must be conservative Christian and include a stay-at-home mother. I'm sure they said white also, but, you know. And certainly not gay. Oh, I don't want my embryo to be adopted. I'd rather have it die than be adopted by some dyke. Oh, Jesus. Or even worse than that, a couple of queers? You know, Jesus said that the queers are going to hell. Sean Tipton, a spokesman for the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, those are good guys, says, quote, "We're concerned that the people promoting the Snowflakes program have an explicit political agenda to actually take away choices from infertility patients." Really? He says, "I think it's terrifically ironic that these families were built thanks to in vitro fertilization, a medical advance that 30 years ago many of these same organizations and people objected to and fought. And now they don't want to let the next wonderful technology help other families," which would be stem cell research, right? To carry an embryo, Ms. McClure, here's another woman, 45 years old, who homeschooled her children, now 11, 16, and 19, first had to undergo surgery to remove polyps. Then most of the 13 embryos proved unviable. What does that mean? And one round of embryo implantation failed before she finally had a successful pregnancy using the final embryo. So Mrs. McClure committed embryo murder! 13 embryos put together for your benefit, and you murdered all of them except the last one. You're going to hell, lady! Couples adopting or donating snowflakes embryos are mostly Christian, and most embryo donors are white. Some families are Roman Catholic, but, you know, the church has historically opposed in vitro fertilization. God. Bob and Angie Deacon of Virginia Beach donated their 13 embryos after having twins and being discouraged from another pregnancy by a doctor. Dad said, you know, with another program, to be honest with you, they could have been adopted by lesbian parents, and I'm totally against that. They could have been adopted by lesbian parents, and I'm totally... They could have been adopted by lesbian parents, and I'm against that. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? I think I did. I think I have, but let me say it again for the record. God, I hate them. I just hate them so much. I just hate them so much. I just do. I just hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I just hate them. These little microscopic Americans, they would rather see them dead, these good white Christians, than see them brought to their glorious life by lesbians. I would rather kill my embryos. Come here, give them to me. There, they're gone. What would Ted Koppel say? It's incredible and disgusting that this anti-gay discrimination and religious discrimination. What the hell is going on here? If these are little tiny people, aren't there laws against religious discrimination or racial discrimination or discrimination based on gender or sexual orientation or just who the hell I feel like sleeping with tonight? Isn't there? The little tiny people, these are micro-Americans. Brr, hello, hi, I'm so tiny. Do you have to use a microscope to see me? But, you know, I don't want any of those dark people taking me. I don't want any lesbians or dykes. Can I say dyke? I don't want a dyke raising me! Kill me first! Kill me! Kill me! Eek! Eek! Oh, it's a queer! Eek! 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 Micro-Americans. Well, what the hell? We have African-Americans, Swedish-Americans, Italian-Americans. Now we have microscopic Americans. Get away from me! Listen! I came into being because of those people, those big people, and they're Christians, and they're white. And now, here I am. I'm a little tiny, tiny, tiny. You know, I'm no bigger than the dot on the end of your sentence, or the end of your something. I'm a snowflake. And I just want to live, but not with queers. If you're queer, let me die. Please let me die. Brrr. Hello, goodbye, I gotta go now. Brrr. Look, I can run. Look at me run. I got little teeny legs. Brrr. I run over here. Brrr. I run over there. Brrr. Here I am. Brrr. Brrr. Brrr.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5904. That's 1-800-507-5904. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5904. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. 1-800-507-5904.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush helped raise money last night for fellow Republican and Missouri Senator Jim Talent. The president focused mostly on domestic issues during his speech. He talked about what he considers an improving economy, medical liability reform, his campaign to reform Social Security, and the need for a national energy policy.
For the sake of national security and for the sake of economic security, Congress needs to get me a good energy bill by the recess, by the summer recess break this year.
There's more good news for motorists from coast to coast. Gas prices across most of the country are continuing to decline as the summer driving season gets underway. The latest Metro Source Price at the Pump survey shows the national average price for self-serve regular unleaded dropped another 2 cents this week to $2.11 per gallon. The national average for premium also dropped 2 pennies to $2.29 per gallon. Wednesday's devastating landslide in Laguna Beach, California, has prompted one expert at UCLA in Los Angeles to question the wisdom of building homes in areas that are potentially unstable. Professor Tony Orme says the government needs to be more strict with the land it allocates for building and development.
There should be more restrictions on building in landslide-prone areas, in erosion-prone areas, in floodplain areas that are likely to flood, and so on. And to some extent, there is legislation in place, but so often this is bypassed or ignored.
Thousands of teachers flooded Madison Square Garden in New York City for a massive union rally on Thursday. As Jim Smith reports, teachers are demanding a new contract.
Wearing pins that say 2 years, two wage, teachers are fighting mad. They still don't have a contract. Isabel Velez from PS31 in the Bronx is hoping the Bloomberg administration is listening.
I'm hoping for the message how important we are to New York, to our children here in New York City, to better, for them to have a better future.
Maggie Martin from PS140 in Queens says Bloomberg spending too much on a proposed stadium.
That money should be used for education, more supplies in schools, more materials.
Union President Randy Weingarten says it's not too late to have a settlement before school ends. At Madison Square Garden, Jim Smith, New York.
A 13-year-old from California has won the Scripps National Spelling Bee, Anurag Kashyap, correctly spelled Appoggiatura, to capture the title in Washington, D.C.
Appoggiatura. A-P-P-O-G-G-I-A-T-U-R-A.
The definition of the word is an embellishing note falling on the beat and resolving to a main melodic note. He wins $22,000 in cash in addition to a $5,000 college scholarship. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day,
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, driving to Valero. The largest vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and I make up songs and stories and plays, and on Sunday nights I have my friends over to play music on Air America Radio. This week my guest is guitar legend Hubert Sumlin.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. What, Molly hit the button? Did she? Oh, okay. Yeah, Molly woke up during the break and started, you know, what a 10-month-old does when they wake up in a radio studio at midnight, started shrieking and, well, not shrieking, but, you know, like, where's the booby? I want some booby! Molly is not an embryo. Molly is so Kathy's nursing her and Molly reaches over her foot like she is wont to do and kicks the control board and you hear that right here right now, Mike Malloy. You got to get your timing down, Molly. You don't hit that until we're about 15-20 seconds into the music. Then you hit it. Yeah. See, that's the story. You know, I read an awful lot of press about Air America, and most of it sucks. I don't care where you read it, in The Nation, whatever. You know, all these different places you read about Air America, and they, never, ever, ever. That's why we had the contest. And by the way, I hope everybody got their prizes. That's why we had the contest a week or so ago about if you can find anything on the Malloy program, but. Well, you win something. Remember that? Remember? Okay. By the way, the contest is over, so don't send any more. But there's the story. How, you know, here we are in the buckle of the Bible, but we're in Atlanta, by God, Georgia. Well, close to it. Kathy and I. We have no writers, no staff, nobody. Just the two of us. Right? We're not like Al Franken. We don't have a staff of 30, you know, to put a show together. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You know, you're Al Franken, you deserve a staff of 30, right? It's just Kathy and me. And when we started Air America, how old was Molly? 9 days old. So, here's what's happened over the past 10 months. Every single night, Molly comes to work with us. Now, why is that? Well, we live far enough away from the studio that, you know, we just haven't gotten a babysitter yet who's willing to truck out into the country and take care of this kid, especially at the hours, you know.
Well, show up at 9 o'clock at night, and we'll be home about 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll do that. So we've been bringing Molly to work with us. We've got a baby, a portable crib in here now. We have a rocking chair in here now. We have a changing table. We, you know, and this little radio studio. And every time I read one of these articles, you know, I think, Jesus Christ, you know, here is this great human interest story. Husband, wife, 10-month-old baby, starting when the kid was 8 days old, and Air America says, okay, you ready to go to work? Let's go, let's go, let's go. There's a story. So, you know, every night, here we are. I cannot tell you, Truth Seekers, how many nights you have heard Kathy play one of those sound bites where she's reaching over with her right hand, hit the button, her left hand, she's holding a baby on her nipple. On her breast. Oh, it's not as pretty as it sounds, trust me. But, you know, it's just amazing. There she sits right now. Look at this. C-SPAN ought to come in. All bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. There she is in little pink pajamas. Hey, Molly, what's happening? With her little onesie on, right? Little feeties, right? Get back in bed. Kids sleeping through a radio program. Now, I'm in a little soundproof booth. With, you know, surrounded by glass. So Molly can see me, but she can't hear me. And there's a reason for that, because with my screaming and the vile language I use, oh, my God, you know, Kathy has told me, don't dare use that language around our kid. So as long as I'm in here in the soundproof booth, you know, I can scream and shout and yell, and the kid goes to sleep and stays asleep. And if she wakes up during the program, you know, we try to time it. During the breaks, you know, I'll take her out in the hall and walk her. Or now that we have the rocking chair here, you know, I'll sit here and rock her. It's just an absolute hoot. Family radio. But do you suppose any of these media outlets would ever take a look at this and go, oh, my God, look, this little baby. There's a baby being exposed to liberal talk from the time, well, actually, when she was in the womb. Right? I mean, we were unemployed for a six-month stretch. That was fun. But, you know, they don't write about the Downing Street memo. So why should they write about this cute little kid? And if you want to see pictures of Molly, go to MikeMalloy.com. Go to the gallery. She's a cute kid. She really is. I'm way too old to have a new baby, but by God, I'm glad I do. How did I get off on this? I'm sorry. I apologize, all right? I'm sorry. This story is really funny. This is really, really funny. And who sent? I don't know who sent this. But in Kansas, a state senator there, a woman, who once said that giving women the vote was a symptom of weakness in the American family, now wants to be Kansas's top elections official. Huh? Senator Kay O'Connor, K-A-Y, Kay O'Connor, announced yesterday that she is going to seek the Republican, there's a surprise, nomination for Secretary of State next year. She's 63 and she served in the legislature since 1993. In 2001, Ms. O'Connor received national attention for her remarks about the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, ratified in 1920, which gave women the right to vote. She said at the time, I think the 19th Amendment, while it's not an evil in and of itself, is a symptom of something I don't approve of. The 19th Amendment is around because men weren't doing their jobs, and I think that's sad. I believe the man should be the head of the family. The woman should be the heart of the family. You like that? Now, yesterday, she dismissed the controversy, which included an unsuccessful drive to recall her from office back then, as silliness. She said she does not believe voters will consider, you know, what she said to be a significant issue. She said, I am who I am. That's the Popeye defense. I am who I am. You don't have to agree with everything I say. And if all you bitches would just sit down and shut up. It's you women, you bitches that are doing this, isn't it, huh? Just because I said something about women voting. Carolyn McKnight, who's the executive director of a group devoted to fighting conservatives in politics, said, quote, if she thinks it's going to go away because she's on a statewide ballot, she's living on another planet, end quote. Oh, God. Kansas politics, huh? What's the matter with Kansas? Honest to God. So isn't that typically Republican? See, isn't that's the Dr. Laura syndrome, huh? Is Dr. Laura still on the radio somewhere? Is she still on? Is she in like Tiffin, Ohio, and Hahira, Georgia, and Wetumpka, Alabama? Places? Yeah, is she? Okay, well, but that, you know, I used to listen to Dr. Laura because I got fired from WSB here in Atlanta to make way for Dr. Laura. Yeah, they called me in one day after work and said, we have a check for you for $10,000. I said, what? And also your pink slip. Goodbye. But Dr. Laura was, you know, now go take on the day. And that, you know, these hypocritical Republican women who advise, but also admonish other women, other good Christian Republican women, stay your ass home, adopt some embryos, do a snowflake thingy, and stay home and take care of your kids. You're the heart of the family, not the head of the family. Me? Well, I'm out here. I want to be the Secretary of State. But isn't that so typically Republican? It isn't so typically hypocritical. Of course it is. All right. That's enough. I want to get some phone calls the rest of the program. We had some stuff here on Amnesty is responding to the charges made by the Bush crime family that their report on Guantanamo was absurd or an outrage or whatever. And Amnesty just puts it very simply. The administration's response has been that our report is absurd, that our allegations have no basis, and our answer is very simple. If that is so, open up these detention centers. Allow us and others to visit them. I know, let's get Ben Stein and Rush Limbaugh and Pat Buchanan to talk about how Amnesty International, they're causing death and destruction all over the planet. Every time they start one of their letter-writing campaigns to get some prisoner of conscience freed, they're causing 2 million Cambodians to be butchered. Ah, the evil bastards. These Amnesty International people. Come on, Buchanan. Come on, Limbaugh. Come on, Ben Stein. Come on, Michael Wiener. Say it. Say it. Amnesty International is causing all kinds of people to get murdered and slaughtered. Rah, your phone calls when we come back. Rah.
Kennedy saved us from Al Gore. Evil A's that trickled down and shipping jobs offshore. He wishes all their money for it. Stop trying to tax his well. Brothers keep it, just don't apply, cause it's everybody for himself. Shape of shame and glory, and in glory he shall return. The preacher said, in God we trust, he Democrats shall burn.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Abacore, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now. I've been on Abacore, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Abacore with all of today's orders. Abacore is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-305-3854. For your risk-free trial of Abacore, call now. 800-305-3854. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Abacore absolutely free.
Abacore really worked. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-305-3854. That's 800-305-3854.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family?
In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095.
Past the hour. Back to the phone calls here. Devron, I guess, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Devron is calling from Seattle. Am I saying your name right?
Yo, wake up, Devron! It's time to go to work!
Okay, goodbye, Devron. Oh my God, we put him to sleep. Dave is calling from California. Dave, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi,
don't be
Michael.
Asleep. Please, don't be asleep, okay?
No, I'll try not to be.
All right, good.
How have you been for the last year and a half?
Doing just great.
Wonderful. I've listened to your program on occasions. Don't get much chance.
Is this our actor friend in California?
No, he's the shadow. I don't know where he's.
Oh, he's never, that's right. Yeah, he's.
Yeah, he'll be calling you pretty soon. You know, as soon
he flits hither and yon. He's hard to pin down. I hear you.
I think there's a lot of confusion about Mr. Felt, and you know, I'm not sure if the guy's a hero or a heel or maybe both. Kind of depends on what you're looking at. But one thing that I did notice in listening to the online, some of the Nixon tapes, especially the Smoking Gun tape,
yeah,
where Nixon is just so concerned about the exposure of the Cubans and the Texans and E. Howard Hunt and the exposure of what he called the Bay of Pigs thing, quote-unquote. I didn't think too much about it after the first few years, and then I read, Haldeman's book, The Ends of Power.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, Haldeman is saying that what Nixon meant by the phrase the Bay of Pigs thing was his and the CIA's, that is Nixon's and the CIA's involvement in the assassination of President Kennedy 9 years earlier. I began to realize that, well, you know, I never trusted Woodward and Bernstein anyway. I never did. But now then I began to realize, well, what they did when they met with Felt, you know, who this deep throat, was, in a sense, they were getting information to put out to the public that would bring the president down and prevent a Senate hearing that, among other things in that trial, would have had the Nixon lawyers would have had to explain what, in fact, did Nixon really mean by that phrase, the Bay of Pigs thing. You know, he wasn't involved in the invasion itself. He wasn't even in...
Let me interject here. Woodward and Bernstein had nothing to do whatsoever with short-circuiting, holding Nixon responsible. That was Gerald Ford, who issued a blanket pardon. Nixon could have been brought up on charges, both civil and criminal, until hell froze over. Except for the fact that the reason Gerald Ford was put in as a vice president and then became president was specifically to pardon Richard Nixon. So no, I totally disagree with you.
Okay, well, and that you may be right there, and in fact, as I think.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that I'm right. You know, I'm from Ohio, and I knew Gerald Ford. He was a congressman from Michigan since God was a teenager. The man must be 100 years old by now.
He was a member of the Warren Commission, wasn't he?
Well, yeah. He was one of the people that wrote the lies that became
right.
The Warren Commission report.
Exactly.
But the point is, I have a hard time when I hear, and I'm not necessarily jumping on your case here, but when I hear people say, well, you know, I don't know what Mark Felt's motives were. I think his motives were very simply that the man was dumbstruck by what he was seeing going on in the government of the United States. I don't think it had to do with this. You know, a couple of people now, and some writers on the liberal media have suggested that the guy was jealous because L. Patrick Gray was made interim FBI director when Hoover, got his corset too tight one too many times and choked
right.
to death, or whatever the hell happened to J. Edgar Hoover, you know, America's favorite transvestite. But, the idea they're putting out there now, the cover story, the smokescreen story, is that Mark Felt was jealous. Oh, bat squeeze! I'm not denying him a normal human reaction or emotion, jealousy, but this went on for months, and it wasn't just Nixon he was going after, it was the entire corrupt machinery that was destroying this country. And you know something else? I always judge how effective and how righteous was the action of someone who brings down a right-wing a crime family by watching how members of the right try to destroy him or negate him. Now they are making an equivalency between Mr. Felt and Pol Pot. That tells me one thing. This guy's motives were absolutely pure.
Okay.
Absolutely pure.
I can accept that, Mike.
All right.
And I think that, but I think that there is need for some real historical digging in here to what Nixon was involved in this quote Bay of Pigs thing that he admitted he was involved in.
That is so deeply buried. And Dave, I have to leave it there. Thanks for checking in, pal. That is so deeply buried. Nixon involved in the Bay of Pigs thing, or George Herbert Walker Bush involved in the assassination of John Kennedy. That stuff, forget about it. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. The Ministry of Truth has taken great care to shred that and to shred the people who might remember some of it.
Like the wind through the trees.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How we measure things really matters. Suppose the thermometer in your oven was broken.
Oh no, the cake burned.
What if every yardstick had a different measure for an inch?
Hey, these two walls aren't even.
How about if your tire gauge just didn't work right?
Watch out!
How we measure things really does matter. That's what's so troubling about the federal government's No Child Left Behind law. The way the law measures our students and schools just doesn't work. Many schools are incorrectly labeled failures when they're actually making real academic progress. We're the American Federation of Teachers, and we believe it's time to fix the No Child Left Behind law. For more information, log on to our website at www.aft.org. No Child Left Behind. Let's get it right. A message from the American Federation of Teachers.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The hysteria has died down over Newsweek's flawed story saying military interrogators flushed a copy of the Quran down a toilet. So let's take a deep breath and look at the big picture. A pattern of prisoner abuse by the American military that is neither humane nor effective at yielding useful intelligence. Bush and company would like us to blame Newsweek and forget the big picture. But new stories about detainee abuse just keep surfacing. This week, MotherJones.com interviews Eric Saar, a former military translator who worked at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Saar gives a chilling first-person account of what happens on the inside. Dehumanizing treatment, inept management, even a PowerPoint presentation instructing translators to ignore the Geneva Conventions. His final verdict? Quote, not humane and not effective, unquote. That's a real cause for hatred on the Muslim street. To read the full interview, go to MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
The Maturity Report.
The reason I think so many right-wingers want babies to be born is to pay down the debt. Because there is, as Harry Reid said, a birth tax now. Each baby born in 2004, 2005 is born with about a $39,000 price tag on their head to pay down the Iraq war bill and the debt and the raiding of the Treasury by George Bush. So I think they want the babies to be born because more babies means more $39,000 kick-ins to pay down the debt.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
25 before the hour. Let me just mention again, I'll be off tomorrow night. Hopefully it'll be the last oral surgery I have to have in 2005. I know you don't care, but just so you know, I'm just not, goofing off, taking a day off, not, I would come in. But they're going to do, what do they call it? Conscious sedation. I've had it before. It's wonderful. Oh, my God. And I've got 8 implants that have to be uncovered tomorrow. So a lot of cutting and yada, yada. So I will not be here tomorrow night. But not because I'm out having fun, drinking beer, and running around, which, Jesus, I'd love to do that on a Friday night sometime. Remember when we used to do that, Kathy? God. So, tomorrow night on this program will be a best of, I would imagine. Somebody will choose one and put it out there. So, hope you enjoy it. I will be back Monday. Same time, same place. All right? All right. Ray is calling from Minnesota. Ray, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Good evening, Michael.
Hey.
First thing I want to say is that you may very well be the Sister Elizabeth Kenny of our time, because somebody's got to find out if there's any muscle tone left in the American body politic.
No, wait a second. Sister
Elizabeth Kenny was the woman who figured out ways to help polio victims recover.
Oh, okay. I'm sure I heard that somewhere back in the dim recesses of my personal history, but
right.
Yes, now I remember the name. Okay.
And I say that because I should like to make three proposals, and then I'll leave you alone, Michael.
Okay.
Or Mike. I have a friend who likes being called Michael, so I hope you don't mind.
No problem.
Number one, John Conyers and others are trying to get this petition drive going.
Yes.
And
they're doing pretty damn good with it, too,
yeah,
I understand.
Half a million people.
Oh, half a million already?
Up to half a million, and I have affixed my name to it, and I'm proud to say that. That would be the preferred way to get rid of this whole cabal.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be more with you. In fact, sometimes I think you and I may be twins, and we don't know it, because I lash out.
Were you ever a frozen embryo?
As far as I know, no.
Okay, well, all right. But anyway, all right, is that step one? What's step two?
Okay, step two is, and I've wanted to do this for 4 years, put millions of people in the streets of this country and make it ungovernable and bring this empire down.
That's what Gandhi did. That's what Gandhi did. And
I want to do that. Number three, and this is probably the most onerous surgery that I know, Mike, and you may disagree with me. I call upon the military to act according to its constitutional mandate and not only get rid of this administration, but go after the media. We need a level playing field. We need a whole lot more Mike Malloys, David Barsamians, Amy Goodmans, Greg Paulus's, and a whole lot less Janet Parshalls, and she's the Axis Sally of our day, and Limbaugh and the rest of them. And finally, if you'll allow me, Michael, I have a website that I would love people to visit.
Sure, what is it?
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's www. I'll spell this word. It's an Aztec word. KALPULLI.net. Because we're going to start a conversation on that website called After the Empire.
It's called Kalpulli.net?
Kalpulli, www.kalpulli.net.
Spell the after the www, triple it. What is it? K-A?
K-A-L.
K-A-L.
P-U-L-L-I.
P-U-L-L-I. Kalpulli.
Kalpulli.
Dot net.
Dot net. .net. We're starting a conversation. I'd love you to visit it. You're Kathy, and yeah, little Molly too, because we owe her a new society. We're going to start a conversation we're calling Beyond Empire or After the Empire, because it's not enough, Mike, to react to stuff. There is a world, there better be a world, for Molly's sake, beyond this thing in the White House that they call a president.
I hear you loud and clear. All right, I'm sure a lot of people will check it out. I will try to do it this weekend, Ray, when you know, I'm sitting around bleeding. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks for your comments. Fred is calling from Michigan. Fred, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, I was just listening, and one thing I wanted to say was make sure you keep that humor, because you got a great sense of humor. I was calling basically because I agree with just about everything that you stand for and talk about. My question would be I would say, okay, if they're going to run the government like a company, maybe the Democrats better start thinking of running their side the same way. And
well, the Democrats did that. They did that with the Democratic Leadership Conference, with the election twice, of legitimate elections twice, of Bill Clinton. They did run it as Republican light, and they were successful insofar as it went. And that's what I was trying to say earlier in the program. I've said it a million times before. I always piss off Democrats. I always piss off Clinton supporters. But Bill Clinton was not a Democrat. He was a Republican, the sort of Republican that it's possible to live on the same planet with. It's possible to sit next to on a bus or a train without wanting to move. He was, in other words, an acceptable Republican. Not the kind of government that I would like to see, but he was an acceptable Republican. So they've already done that, and you see what it got them.
Yeah, yeah.
After Clinton, it's over. Because the real Nazis, the real fascist Republicans realized that people like Clinton or Kerry, or the list goes on, could out-Republic them. Out-Republican them every day of the week. So they decided to become fascist Nazis and steal elections and beat up countries that can't defend themselves and start threatening the rest of the world with nuclear weapons. So, yeah, we need, if we can't have Democrats, then we need Clinton Republicans in office. You're absolutely right.
Well, yeah, that's the lesser of the two evils.
But just remember, the Republican Party as a business concern has been done. That's what Terry McAuliffe and the Democratic Leadership Conference was all about. They absolutely turned their back on Democratic Party principles and went for Republican light, and America loved them for it. And everybody made a lot of money, and everybody, well, not everybody, and everybody was real happy, and yada, yada, and then it all crashed. It's just like, you know, a cocaine high.
And
an eight-year cocaine buzz, and when everybody crashed, the monster was staring us in the face, and that was George W. Bush. Hey, listen, pal, I got to leave it there. Thank you. I appreciate it, Fred. Thanks for checking in. But, yeah, we've had Democrats that treated the country like a company and balanced the books. And Clinton did balance the books, you know, and insofar as Clinton was an accountant working with a multi-trillion dollar gross domestic product, insofar as that's all he was about, he did a good job of balancing the books, didn't he? Huh? But let's not confuse Bill Clinton with the Democrat. He wasn't. On a personal level, I happen to like the guy. I've never met him. I've never talked. Well, okay, I've met him. I've never talked to him. I've had mucho conversations with Hillary just by virtue of the fact of being in this business. Tipper Gore, Al Gore, but I never. But Clinton, I liked just from afar. I liked him not as a politician. But I just thought he was such a tragic, classically tragic figure, somebody just larger than life, somebody out of a Russian novel written from an American perspective. I thought it was great. I thought, you know, he's just this huge, larger than life cartoon character. And I don't mean cartoon character in a negative sense. What am I trying to say? I have no idea. And I voted for him twice. But let's not call Bill Clinton a Democrat. I think it demeans Bill Clinton and the Democrats. You know, it's like he's a lot of people have said, don't mix politics and religion because it demeans both. I don't think Bill Clinton wants to be considered a Democrat. I think he wants to be considered what he is, a triangulator. That sounds lethal, doesn't it?
Take responsibility. They can run and hide. Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide. Republicans suck!
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night, until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your game. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Game. Get off the couch and into the action.
We propose a plan that takes the issue about solvency farther down the road than that any other president.
Oh, really? Thanks to the crew tonight for the program, the usual gang of bandits. Excuse me, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac and David Fizikas in New York City. And out in the hinterlands, Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark in New York State, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks, everybody. And it's all men now, except for Kathy here. We used to have a couple of women associated with this program, but our executive producer, Catherine Bay. Eva is calling from California. Eva, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mr. Malloy.
Yes, yes.
Hi. It's wonderful listening to your program, Mr. Malloy.
Well, thank you.
The reason I'm calling is that I wanted to make three major points. One, first I want to make is the fact that what's getting lost, I think, is that Osama bin Laden said on television that what he did in 9/11 was as a payback. So why is America still going over there fighting? We should still keep up our guard and our fortresses in this country.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention that it's patriotic to protest the war because from the book, The Government of a Free Nation by Vanza Devereaux, 63, she writes, President James Madison put in the checks and balances because he knew bad men could be in the government.
There you go.
We shouldn't be so trusting of one person.
That's
also,
go ahead.
I'm not trying.
Go ahead.
Yeah. In 1945, she says, in 1945, the UN began because people were heartsick that so many soldiers had died during World War II.
There you go.
And they asked the question, how can nations unite to prevent war?
Mm-hmm.
Also, can I say one more?
One more. Go ahead.
Okay. And also, in the book, she writes history books, trustworthy history books.
Right.
She writes, before and during the war with Britain, America had leaders who helped shape what people thought and did about the British. So it's perfectly right to protest the war.
There you go.
And I appreciate your wonderful care about children and the soldiers. And I myself was in the military. I'm Eva Hart.
Well, I'm glad you made it home okay, Eva.
Okay. Well, I didn't go to Iraq.
Well, wherever you went.
I've been in the military in the past.
Well, you might have gone to Michigan. I'm just glad you made it home, okay?
All right, fine, and hope you do well with the dentist tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks, Eva. You have a nice evening. Take care. Where are we? Almost lost. David is calling from Miami. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. When you were talking about the Vietnam War, you didn't know exactly where Pat Buchanan was?
No, I knew Buchanan was a speechwriter, and for Nixon, I wasn't sure why he got a deferment. I knew he got a deferment, but I have since found out. Somebody emailed me. He had a bad knee.
Ah. Okay. Well, I know what I read in one of the big free news magazines back
yeah.
in the anniversary of Watergate.
Yes, yes.
He was in the Nixon White House in charge of dirty tricks, in addition to being a speechwriter.
Yeah. Well, everybody in the Nixon White House had some area of dirty tricks that they were responsible for. Dirty tricks that all resulted in massive death somewhere on planet Earth.
Right.
And it was a terrible situation, absolutely. David, let me move on. I'm going to try to squeeze one more call. Thanks, David. Appreciate you checking in. Ira is calling from New Jersey. Ira, you got, I don't know, maybe a minute here.
Here I am, Mike. Mike?
Yes, yes.
Thanks for taking a call, Mike.
Sure.
Yeah, I heard you earlier about the Downing Street memo. Maybe, this is just a suggestion, along with the letter-writing campaign, reference to the fact you mentioned earlier in the week, or maybe even last week, 123 Democrats and 5 Republicans voted in favor of a resolution either to pull out or to set a timetable.
Mm-hmm.
And that also was totally avoided by the media.
Right,
that
absolutely.
The polls, 60% of the public thinks it was not worth what we've gone through, the lives lost, the destruction, et cetera. Plus, more than that, upwards of 70% won out of Americans. This is by corporate media polls, Gallup and the like.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of stuff could be thrown in or incorporated into the campaign, so to speak. That you're really speaking for the public, you know. But I don't know that by itself would force media to respond, but I don't know. It's frustrating just to see this stuff ignored.
It is. I don't know how to get media to respond. I think this idea of sending letters directly to media outlets is a good idea.
Yeah.
A better idea than sending, in most instances, than sending letters to members of Congress. Because with few exceptions, what you're going to get in response is a form letter, which is especially frustrating if you're trying to reach your Democratic representative, a member of the Democratic Party, and you get some smarmy form letter that talks about, well, I've supported our president 85% of the time, and that's because I'm a good... You know, that you just want to pull your hair out. You just want to go insane when you see that stuff. So as far as writing Republicans, forget about it. Republicans couldn't care less unless your name is Dow Chemical, or if your name is major auto industry, or if your name is whatever the hell. If your name is Joe Blow or Mike Malloy or David Jones or whatever, forget about it. They don't care. They don't care. So I like this idea of notifying media outlets that we're on to them. We know the memo's out there. We know what it said. It's all over the blogosphere. It's all over cyberspace, and we hold media accountable. I like that idea. I like it.
Yeah, good. Yeah. See what happens. Good luck with your dental work, Mike.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. All right, I'll see you, not tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Best Of program. I'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend, all right? Thanks for participating in the program tonight, however you did that. I do appreciate it. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free 4-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in